Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-hosts Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound,
hunker
down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to a mini episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Miller.
Amy Miller.
Hello.
Amy Miller.
Yay.
We've wanted this to happen for a long time.
I wanted it as well.
We
mutual want.
We love you as a comic. Okay. Hi, Dan. How are you?
Hey, Dan.
Nice to be here.
You're sick still, but you will get better.
We're recording a bunch of these in a small period of time.
So and right. Roll them out.
Like in a couple day period, and Dan... I don't want everyone to think that Dan, because these are going to get rolled out over weeks, that like Dan is sick for weeks.
Yeah. Or healthy or and then suddenly sick.
It seems like you have been, though. No?
No.
You last month you
wait,
were
is
sick.
This some of the classic banter that I see between you guys on banter?
I loved your banter relationship on the banter app. That's Randy and me. We have an app of comedians texting each other.
Funny
it's
text
so fun.
Chains. It is so fun. And
you're really good at it.
It's a chance
thank
to
you.
Get to see why... Of course, we know how funny you are and why you're funny.
It's the easiest work I've ever done.
And I'll tell you something. Funny. This is the easiest work we've ever done, too, because this will be another great showcase so that people will know who you are. You have a podcast yourself.
I do.
It's called?
Who's Your God?
Who's Your God?
We talk to comedians about their religious beliefs.
Yep,
Dan's been on it.
Yeah, we got deep into it.
We talked about El Shaddai.
Yeah.
Sandy Patty. That is something these
you
two
guys
Jews
don't
know nothing about.
I was going to say God, Sham God.
What do you think El Shaddai is?
It
is probably Hebrew, right?
Yeah.
It's
got
to be. But she wasn't. I know that.
Uh-uh.
Sandy Patty.
El Shaddai.
El Shaddai.
I have no idea what that is.
Oh, I'd love to have you guys on to talk about whatever Jews
was
believe.
Was that the female version? whatever wrong thing the Jews believe. I was going to say, is that the female version of El DeBarge?
Yes.
Who's Johnny, she says, and smiled in her special way.
No.
Pretty much.
Okay. Sandy Patty is a cornerstone of anyone whose mom was Christian and thought that certain cartoons were bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is all in that. Like, remember in the 80s when we were upset? There's a documentary coming out about this. Mm-hmm. Like, we were terrified of satanic people.
Why aren't you guys bantering about this? This should be
satanic people, yes. Dobermans, quicksand, and kidnappers.
Yeah, that was everything.
Yes.
It was like
quicksand.
Big in the 80s.
Razor blades
yes.
and the apples.
Razor blades yeah. and apples was yeah. like a big deal.
If you were Christian, Sandy Patty was coming around the corner on all that stuff.
I wasn't
too.
Eating apples on Halloween. I don't know what everyone was so afraid
candy
of.
A second an apple came my way, I'm like,
no,
this crap out of here. All right. Well, we believe that the world's getting dumber.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from the 80s when we were just immersed in quicksand till today, we have just gotten so we are basically swimming in dumb quicksand.
We
need to get out. Someone help us out. The only way
the vine that is hanging down to pull us out is comedy.
And we will try and hang on that vine and pull ourselves out of the dumb quicksand with Amy Miller and Dan Van Kirk. We've got a story. Stories get sent in by our wonderful dumb ears on
they
the
do.
Ground. We don't know them. Mm-hmm. We haven't heard
smart
them.
Smart ears sending dumb stories.
Smart ears sending dumb stories.
We hope.
We hope. Yeah. All right, so Dan, do we have a story?
We do.
Okay.
Now, we've done non-traditional stuff before as stories, like when we were live in Sketchfest, mm-hmm. we did the year in review, what people put in them and where.
And things that were pulled out of people in emergency right. rooms, yeah.
They're just elements of Dumb People Town.
Right. I love these types of when we get non-conventional.
So this one is the obituary of Terry Ward.
Can't wait.
Of DeMott, Indiana. Born in 1946.
Oh, God. I feel like this is one of the few podcasts that I can just hear about a family member
yeah.
without expecting it.
Amy,
now look, you're like, wait. Terry Ward
Amy's
from
like,
Indiana.
Indiana Ward?
Uncle Terry.
I'm going to show you him first, okay?
And we have to guess his age.
As we take off the layers that is his obituary... First of all, if he's not related to Jan Flato.
Oh, my God.
He
was Jan Flato before Flato
okay,
was Flato.
You guys ready to get?
I can't wait.
Yes. I guarantee you, I could just show you this pic.
And we could do the whole episode on
yes.
the picture.
Let's go to town.
Ready?
Terry.
And you have to join the Facebook page to
see the picture.
Photo.
No.
Look at him. That guy is the definition of a good time.
It's like when he's smiling, it looks like he's crying.
It looks like he's grimacing.
He's got his hair is at
party in the front and party in the back.
Oh,
there
party.
Is no business going on there.
All his features are gathered towards the middle. That's never a good sign.
It's like a sinkhole in the center of his face.
He's got more face than he needs.
I wanted to say his hair was very amateur wrestling. It's pro wrestling.
It's pro wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
His
yeah.
hair looks like an Indian headdress.
And you know that that picture was taken at sunset on the Gulf side of Florida.
Yeah. Look, I've been on
He's
the Gulf
from
side.
From Indiana, but so, you know that.
This is what like, I say about Western Florida. It's filled with millionaire landscapers from Terre Haute.
looks like after Danny McBride stops getting rolls.
Right? Oh, that'll never happen, though.
Don't you see some Flato in there?
I do.
This is a guy who has snapped into thousands of Slim Jims.
By the way, did you guys notice the huge divot in his forehead that we don't know about?
Yeah, he's got a giant divot in his forehead.
That's nature versus nurture. His,
this guy's tips are naturally frosted. By the sun, by God.
This is a guy who not only can see the future, he can see the past.
How many times have you been like, damn thing said it was wrinkle-free.
Yeah, this is the guy who looks at a Tommy Bahama shirt on the sale rack and is like, not enough parrots. Right. Not enough parrots on it.
Did you catch how old I said he was?
No.
1946.
Oh,
so,
okay. So, you
so I got
okay.
that.
Whoa, really? He looks good then.
Yeah.
I'm all turned around.
I know. Wait a second.
That's what we call last photo taken.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean taken recent.
Yeah.
Just means last photo taken.
This is
taken.
That guy's breakfast order. Steak and eggs, hold the eggs.
Yeah, exactly.
Terry Wayne Ward. T-double-dub.
T-dub-dub.
He is a professional wrestler.
Terry Wayne Ward is like, that is like the flying
of the Ward brothers.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Terry Wayne Ward.
I say this too. You know, this is an element of Dumb People Town. We're celebrating this man.
I love him.
You know what I'm saying?
This guy has held four of his own hands on a hard body contest.
I mean, if you think I wouldn't party with this guy.
Oh my God.
Partying with this guy means you don't know where the night's going to end.
A lot of long hugs.
Remember when we were both
a lot of long hugs.
Remember when we were both in Sacramento and I was making you give me a play-by-play of that bar you went to?
Yes.
I was so mad I didn't
what
know
bar?
It was.
What bar? What bar?
There's a bar near the club in Sacramento is like the kind
near
of
the mattress
place
store.
Yes, the kind of place that if you get a lift there, they're always like, "Are you okay? Like, are you sure you want to go to this dark alley?"
Yeah,
and it just smells like puke, and everyone looks like Terry Wayne Ward.
T-dub-dub.
Terry Wayne Ward. This was okay. So I'm going to read his obituary. Mm-hmm. You guys stop me when anything strikes you.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Terry Wayne Ward, age 71, of DeMont, Indiana. Mm-hmm. Escaped this mortal realm on Tuesday.
Can we just talk about how I feel sad that he's dead now that
yeah.
I know him?
We never got a chance to. I know. I feel a closeness to Terry
much.
Wayne Ward.
On Tuesday, January 23rd.
He escaped this world.
This mortal realm.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. This mortal realm.
This mortal realm.
Right.
Realm.
Right.
So that
he's
is
going,
a,
he's
that
going
is a,
somewhere else.
Right. He was a big fan of Conan, mm-hmm. the barbarian.
The barbarian.
Yeah, yes, yes.
On January 23rd, 2018. Leaving behind, this is his obituary.
Okay.
Leaving behind.
He wrote this himself.
32 jars of Miracle Whip.
No.
Oh, man. No.
No.
17 boxes of Hamburger Helper and multitudes of other random items that would prove helpful in the event of a zombie apocalypse.
I love this guy.
Does he put the mayo in the helper?
I'm going to tell you a-holes right
he
now.
He does.
You're going to wish you're going to wish you're with me when this goes down. You make
you
fun
something.
Now.
Yeah. You know, the only miracle is that I got enough whip.
Here's the thing is you need hamburger for the helper.
You,
right. you can't just eat
can't
the,
just
the mix.
Straight help.
It's like drinking straight that's like drinking straight margarita mix.
You need help.
Minus the tequila.
Speaking of margarita mix. Like this is who Jimmy Buffett was thinking of when he wrote all of those songs.
Yeah, right. This was Jimmy Buffett's muse.
Yes. Yeah. Terry is survived by his overly patient and accepting wife. Kathy.
She wrote this.
Terry and Kathy.
So she wrote this.
And she is not that patient.
Yeah.
Because you can tell she just threw him right under the bus. After he threw himself under the bus, she threw him.
Yeah, exactly.
I just like it was Terry and Kathy because I have a special spot in my heart for two people who have ambiguous name, like when they're married.
And
Kathy isn't, but Terry can be.
Yeah.
And we, up at the cabin, there's like a karaoke duo. Every bar in Wisconsin every night has karaoke.
That's right.
And there's Connie Rifles. Cool and Cool Nancy. Mm-hmm. And Connie's the guy, and Nancy's the girl. Yeah, yeah.
Which one is?
Terry is survived by his overly patient and accepting wife, Kathy, who was the love of his life, parentheses, a fact she gladly accepted sympathy for during their 48 years of marriage.
Okay, oh, so she's like, she
But also, I think, as we come to the end of this, you're going to realize she loves him.
I'm the love of his life. What about him? Is he the love of your life? I'm the love of his life.
Kathy every day was just like, too much mayonnaise, Terry. We don't need this
much. You're going to, when it all goes down.
We don't even have any ground beef in the house.
All right. Well,
who's making this helper?
And who said there's going to be a zombie apocalypse?
Whichever one of our kids dies becomes the hamburger for the hamburger helper.
So he does have a plan.
Yeah.
Kathy.
Kathy.
Quit questioning it, Kathy.
You know he called her Kath.
Yeah. Kath,
I got a plan, Kath.
Kath, quit questioning it.
You know Miracle Whip isn't for tanning, right, Terry?
He doesn't.
Gotta grease myself up to get on this sailboat.
Going to the pond.
Miracle Whip is not mayo.
That he made.
Oh, yeah.
Miracle Whip is not mayo.
No, it's actually a salad dressing.
Right, it's a version of it.
What's the difference? It has no eggs in it, really?
Right, there's no dairy in it.
Oh, okay, so mayo is
so
eggs.
Maybe it can stay longer.
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
Like, that can survive a zombie apocalypse.
He's thought this out.
He has definitely thought
where
this out.
Where do you guys fall on mayo and Miracle Whip? I don't even know
where
you guys.
Where do you guys fall on zombie apocalypses? Oh, it's happening.
Definite.
Yes. Oh, it's happening. I'm pro mayo. I'm mayo
all
the way.
I don't believe in it.
Either one?
No.
Mayo or Miracle Whip?
Oh, mayo sometimes. A
little mayo
bit.
On a turkey sandwich.
You know,
solid.
I like an aioli. Call it that, and I'll eat it.
I like an aioli, too.
It's the same thing.
I'll do like, so on a fish taco, like a soft fish taco that we make, I will put some hot sauce in mayo and make like
Make like a little,
exactly.
A little, I can go any of it. Miracle Whip.
That's an
aioli.
I can do any. I can do any. I'm not saying I want it.
But you give me the choice, I'd probably go Miracle Whip.
I'd probably go mayo.
He is also survived by his daughters, Rebecca and Jean, his sister, Linda. Brother Phil, grandchildren Alexander and Hannah,
Phil
which he
Ward.
Then calls in parentheses Mesopotamia was like
Fertile Crescent.
Culture. Yeah. And I think
it's kind of where Israel is.
Yeah, it's like
that's
the
what
Fertile
I
Crescent.
I'm like, am I not hip to some new?
No.
Is he just calling them a mess? Like he's saying that about his own family?
I don't know.
Or maybe he came up and coined the phrase of maybe they live somewhere near Potamia, Indiana.
Oh, okay.
Like we got a whole Mesopotamians out here.
That's what I'm wondering. And then the thing is this is where they start giving people nicknames in the obituary.
Yeah.
Daphne and Aaron are the Daffer and Peanut. Brendan and Owen are Phineas and Ferb. And Tessa is Smiley.
Phineas and Ferb.
I know
that's original.
Good name check. I love this guy more and more. Like this, makes sense.
Like Amy Miller, I am very sad that he's gone.
I miss him so much.
I know.
Also, all the real names like Terry, Kathy, Linda. Like they're all like names we make up in stand up when we 100%. Hate someone.
Yeah. Yes,
Linda,
a white person at the office.
Oh yeah,
come
got
on,
it.
Kathy.
I got it, Donna.
Yeah, fuck Linda, you, Terry.
Linda, get the copies.
No, I'm not making you coffee.
Okay, how about you shut up, Phil?
Yeah, Phil Ward is a horrible
Terry,
guy.
Terry, right. Calm down.
He's preceded in death by his
parents.
I love
in all of our offices, there are big problems that, like,
we don't work in offices.
We're constantly
not anymore.
We know that you never can talk to another person like in an office like that.
No. He's preceded, although once I did get called a clown by an old guy named Don. By an old guy named Don.
Look at this clown.
At the Chicago Reader. He's like, you stop being a clown.
Why were you clowning around?
He just thought I didn't work
clowning
hard.
Around.
You were clowning on fools.
And he was right.
Clown is like the perfect name for someone from Minneapolis to say. He was clowning about.
Yeah, because you get to really hit that vowel.
Clowning.
He was clown all over town.
He's preceded in death by his parents, Paul and Bernice, daughter Laura, that's too bad,
a
couple other people, and a 1972 Rambler and a hip.
Yes!
And a hip.
And a hip.
And a hip.
What does that mean?
That his hip died before.
Yeah, I know. He got a new hip.
He lost his hip.
He lost a hip.
Lost
Terry graduated from Thorn Ridge High School. I'm going to ask you guys this. Whose home state did he hail from? Illinois, California for Amy, or Missouri for you, Sklars. You guys get to guess.
Missouri. I saw his hair. Oh, wait. Was I supposed to go first?
Yes. Yes. Oh, okay. Yes. You can go wherever you want.
I say Illinois.
Illinois from Randy?
Illinois. And that's how Terry pronounces it.
Yeah, Terry graduated from Thorn Ridge High School in South Holland, Illinois.
Hey! Hey! That's a guy who doesn't go far from home.
That's right. I'm going to say this at the top. I've sat on this story for I'm not shitting you guys.
Waiting for Amy Miller to show up.
Yes. I'm not joking.
Amy Miller.
The tab has been open.
Isn't
on
it
my
sad
computer.
That man reminded Daniel of me?
No, this is a good gift time.
that only Amy Miller can unwrap.
So he graduated from Thorn Ridge High School, where only three of his teachers took an early retirement after having him as a student.
Wait. This is in his obituary.
Yes. He met the love of his life, Kathy, by telling her he was a lineman. He didn't specify early on that he was a lineman for the phone company, not the NFL.
I am a lineman for the county.
What's that?
That's Glenn Campbell, Wichita Lineman. Probably one of the best songs ever.
Beautiful.
Dan, go listen to that. You will love that song so much.
Well,
put it on.
We could spend the rest of this episode just making Amy talk about
Dolly
Parton.
I feel like he was just doing a lot of lines, and that's what he meant.
Yeah, you know who else is a lineman? Everyone on Wall Street in the 80s. Yeah, exactly.
Still, Kathy and Terry wed in the fall of 1969, perfectly between the summer of love and the winter of regret.
She hates him.
She
does not.
She's like,
I think they had this sort of relationship. Yeah.
All right, Kat. She's so happy. She'll tire out.
Terry volunteered his service in the United States Army and was an active combat veteran in the Vietnam War. Thank you, Terry, for your service. Terry. He retired from AT&T, formerly Ameritech, formerly Indiana Bell, after 39 years of begrudging service.
Yeah, well, you knew that was true.
Yeah.
He was waiting for a workman's comp to just come through.
Now, look, Kath, when I go, you give it to that goddamn phone company.
You take the phone company down.
He gave them 39 years of begrudging service.
Yes.
Where he accumulated roughly 3,000 rolls of black electrical tape during the course of his career.
What?
Which he used.
What is this obituary?
Which he used for everything from open wounds to do not use this button covers.
Okay.
What open wound?
Okay.
Yeah, the one in his forehead.
That's the giant divot in his forehead. Okay, so he's using tape to cover wounds.
According to his family, he stole thousands of rolls of tape from the phone company.
By the way, when Louis Kahn, the architect who did the Salk Institute, among many other things, and beautiful buildings in Bangladesh, when he died, there was maybe three sentences. Right. We're talking about electrical tape that he stole. This is in what publication?
I want to tell people now. We're going over 20 minutes.
Oh, shit.
He enjoyed many, many things. Among those were hunting, fishing, golfing, snorkeling. Did you see that one coming?
Did not see that one coming.
ABBA.
No.
Saw that one coming.
You saw that coming?
Yes.
How in the world did you see that coming?
He's a party boy.
He's a dancing queen.
Yes.
Look at him.
It's just good music, Kath. Hiking turkey run. You know, at every wedding, he got drunk and told them to play some goddamn ABBA before you put it on.
I don't care if they're Swedish.
I want to hear Fernando.
He enjoyed chopping wood, shooting guns, Bed Bath and Beyond. Those two things back to back. Starlight Mints, cold beer, free beer, the History Channel, CCR. I'm with you there, Tara. Yeah.
The History Channel and CCR have never been separated. Those are always right next to
them. War movies, discussing who makes the best pizza, the Chicago White Sox, old Buicks, and above all, his family. Those things in a row are the most four Illinois things I've ever said.
Yeah, the Chicago White Sox.
Who makes the best pizza, Chicago White Sox, old Buicks, and above all, his family.
You're like doing lyrics from a Serengeti song.
I know.
Exactly.
Bears, Sox, Bulls.
He was a renowned distributor of popsicles and ice cream sandwiches to his grandchildren. Good on you, man.
He also
turned on programs such as Phineas and Ferb for his grand youngins, usually when they were actually there, which means he dug it on his own.
Yeah, so there were some times when he was like, I'm going to check out what that Ferb is making.
It. Yeah.
What's that Ferb cooking?
It's Simpsons starter kit.
He despised, quote, uppity foods.
No, I thought you were going to say uppity black people.
No, don't.
Whoa.
That would not have made it into town. We don't
Terry.
Accept that.
I know, but
we don't accept that in town.
I don't accept that, but you never know with this obituary.
Terry.
He despised, quote, uppity foods like hummus. which his family lovingly...
Can that be anti-Semitic?
Which his family...
Terry, it's good. It's made of beans. Just try it.
I despise it.
I don't like anything.
I don't trust anything that can be turned into the thing that dips into it.
Yeah. She buys it and he just puts electrical tape all over it in the fridge.
Do not
open this hummus.
Unless I can use
it. It comes from a chickpea, which also makes the falafel balls. I don't trust it.
It's anti-Christmas, goddammit.
If I can't put this in my old Buick, I don't want to use it.
It's an uppity spread.
Well, his family then decided to call the hummus bean dip, which he loved forever.
See?
Amy, you are absolutely right.
You like beans, Terry. You like them.
Yep. It's a bean dip, Terry.
Terry is definitely the kind of guy who many times has turned to his wife and said, do I like this?
Yes.
Yes, Terry, it's bean dip.
What do I want to order here?
Do I like this place?
Do you have Miracle Whip and Hamburger Helper? No hamburger, just the helper.
He couldn't give a damn about most material things, and automobiles were never to be purchased new. He never owned a personal cell phone, and he had zero working knowledge of the Kardashians. This is his obituary.
That's why that's his last photo taken.
By the way,
it's pre-cell phones.
Yep.
It was somebody with an actual camera.
Yeah, somebody made an orange light was on before that photo was taken.
Cell phone is a personal cell phone. to classify.
Hand me your cell phone.
Yeah.
Can I use it?
No, that's kind of
like saying glass cup.
Yeah, I still do that when people say, I've had that when I was living downtown. Can I borrow your cell phone? I'll be like, I don't have the minutes, man. I'm sorry.
I got no rollover. Terry
died knowing that The Blues Brothers was the best movie ever.
I can't argue with him there. It's a great movie.
Young Clint Eastwood was the baddest ass man on the planet.
Yeah. I know this dude is 100 times over.
Yep.
And not old Clint Eastwood, though. No. He's out on him now.
No, I like it.
His goddamn
chair. Hey, man, did you see Gran Torino?
Yeah.
I kind of agree with him.
The worst.
The Enforcer. Great movie.
And hot sauce can be added to absolutely any food.
I love this guy.
Even bean dip.
You mean hummus?
No.
Don't tell him it's hummus.
What if I told you guys we're halfway through? I'm joking. We're wrapping it up. Tremendous and heartfelt thanks go to the truly exceptional nurses at Southlake Methodist Hospital Neuro Intensive Care Unit.
Amen.
That's
very nice.
Who provided much more than nursing care for Terry.
Oh.
But also.
Why did Amy's mind go there?
I'm not saying it went there, but he asked.
What more than nursing care?
Final Miracle Whip for Terry.
Don't you guys kind of feel like we didn't get to meet until after he had left our town?
Yes.
Like if we
a little hamburger helper for Terry. Okay.
I'd like to help his hamburger.
Hey.
Oh, follow along.
Don't push that button. Okay, that's the last one.
They also provided a peaceful and compassionate environment during his transition from this life to the next. I just wish we had gotten to know Terry while he was running around town.
Come on.
Then it says, friends can visit the family on Saturday, January 27th, and it gives all the details for the
for his wake, I guess. Yep.
Memorial donations in Terry's name can be made to your favorite charity or your favorite watering hole, where you are instructed to tie a few on and tell a few stories of the great Terry.
This guy, this guy,
TT Dubs.
This is beautiful.
This is everything that's
wonderful in the town, and he is. Shows that you can live a life that you don't have to be a billionaire.
No, he knows who he was.
He knows who he was.
And he had family that made him happy. He loved his wife. This is the happiest
loved
life.
A Buick.
Loved a Buick.
This is what makes it the number one reason why this story is being told in the town. Guys, there's a guest book website set up. That you can go and sign your wishes to Terry Ward and his family. And I am going to put the link on the Dumb People Town Facebook page. And people will be able to go in and say, from DPT, we love you, Terry.
We love you, Terry.
Heard about you on a podcast, Terry.
Wherever
miss
you are.
So
now,
much.
Now.
Heard about you through my personal cell phone, Terry.
I read about you on the back of a Miracle Whip, Terry.
I was at my watering hole. And Kathy was there flirting with everybody.
Terry. Kathy, you get home.
Hey, Jesus, bring the hamburger. You bring the helper, Terry. Right.
That's right,
so Here's a couple that this like went viral a little bit, not big time, but
we're about to make it really go viral.
Here's some messages, people. I do not know Terry, but I feel like I just did from reading this. If you could send me a roll or 10 of the black electrical tape that he stole, I'll use it honorably in his name. R.I.P. Terry, you're a wonderful man. Save us a seat up there, and I'll likely have a beer with you someday.
Okay. That's just the guy who wants tape.
That's just a random.
That's the guy who wants tape. This guy is too cheap to go to the hardware store and buy some electrical
tape. Too cheap to get
tape. Somebody, this is Craig's
list. We're doing this on 21st. On
it's
March,
Terry's list.
On March 19th, someone wrote, I don't know your father, and I read this story on Facebook. It had me crying and laughing. Sounds like your dad was an amazing man, and he certainly did a great job being your dad. Sending condolences from North Carolina. So if some random-ass people can do it, town can certainly
do it.
I'm having a feeling as a woman, okay? Yeah. Kathy's not getting any writing credit for this obituary.
She should. All of
this. And it is a crime.
By the way, we are all giving her credit.
Sign it on there. Be like, kudos to you, Kath.
Kath, great job,
Kath. I'm going to put the link when this drops.
You got to go to the Facebook page. Join. By the way, anybody who's listening to this who is not a like and does not join the Facebook page, what are you doing? There should be 100,000 people on this Facebook page.
It's so much fun over
there. So let me ask you, please, if you're listening to this and you like the show, join the Facebook page and you will see all this extra content.
To me, this is a success if this obituary gets to the Kardashians and they know about him.
That's right. They should know about Terry.
That's the world I want to live in.
That is a world I want to.
They know Terry and he didn't know who the
hell
he
was. Hell they were.
And didn't care. I love it, Dan. All right. Great.
That's a DBT mini.
That's a great story.
Oh, isn't that fun?
Amy, thank you for stopping by.
Thanks so much for having me. This was really fun.
We'll have to have you
your
back.
Your podcast one more time.
Who's Your God?
Who's Your God?
Just type in Who's Your God in iTunes or search my name.
Yeah, check it out. Amy Miller. If you ever get a chance to see Amy Miller do stand-up, and are dates anywhere, listen to you, just do it on Twitter, pretty much.
I do only stand-up on Twitter.
No, I'm saying list where people can see you.
I have them on my website, amymillercomedy.com. Monday the 20th, well, I don't know when this comes out. So
this will come out on the 22nd.
Oh, Monday the 26th, come to the Hollywood Improv. I have a show there. You guys did it once.
Oh, we did it, and we loved it.
It was
super
so fun.
Yeah. I really loved
super
it.
Super fun.
Great show. In the Lab?
Yes.
In the Lab, which is one of my favorite places to perform. Amy Miller, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
And, we got to get back to work. Dum, 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 dum,